Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Hello, so welcome to 2025. It's a brand new year. It's a brand new chance to get your crochet business where you want it to be. But the question is, how are you planning on doing that? Are you just going to wing it to see how the year goes and just see what you feel like crocheting, what you plan on putting in front of your audience? Just make it up as you go. Or do you want a plan? A plan so that you know what's coming up, what you have to offer for each season, for each holiday. Plan for how you're going to have the money coming in. Which route are you going to take? Because I tell you now, if you plan, if you make that effort, you are far more likely to make the money you want to make in your business. You are far more likely to get regular sales if you have a plan at the beginning of the year. Even if you're just planning a month ahead, it is far better and gives you far more chance of making those profits that you need than if you just winged it. If you make it up as you go along, there's no strategy. You're just hoping and praying that you'll get sales, that people will notice you. There's no consistency. If you make it up as you go along, there's going to be no strategy. There's going to be no coherent plan. Nobody's going to be able to tell what it is that you're trying to achieve. You're not even going to be able to tell what you're trying to achieve, because making it up as you go along means that we're not necessarily seeing the big picture. We are living in the moment. You just see what is going on at that point in time. Chances are you're not going to pull back and see the effect on your business as a whole. And this is why having a plan is so useful. Because once it's all on paper and you can see it, well, not even on paper, you can just have it on your screen and you can see it. It really helps you to see where maybe you're not promoting enough. Maybe you're not starting your prep for your summer launch soon enough. You may miss chances to market a specific product for a specific holiday if you don't have everything down on a calendar so that you can take advantage of it. Having it all planned out, it's going to give you some certainty. It helps you to know what you're going to post on your social media. It helps you to know what products you need to make. It helps you to know when you need to start planning your new products and getting the photos and listing descriptions ready. It helps you to see how soon you need to start marketing. And it helps you to have an idea of how much money you're going to make so you can plan financially as well. And you might be sat there thinking, well, how is this plan actually going to help me make money? And the answer is just having that plan, sticking to it, making it happen, and getting the marketing done. Planning your newsletters, planning your social media, knowing what pictures you need, what videos you need to make, what blog posts you need to write, whatever it is you do, your plan will mean you can take full advantage and promote your crochet like you mean it. And the more you promote, the more people that will see you. Your audience will be able to see exactly what you're going to have available. They will have opportunities to engage with you. They will have all the information they need. You will be visible, so you get more people seeing you, more people signing up to your newsletters, more people reading them, more people clicking through. And it just has this massive knock-on effect. And the more you do this, the more sales you make. Because if you've got everything planned out, it means you don't forget anything. Have you ever sent a newsletter or posted something on social media and go, oh no, I wish I'd mentioned this. Oh no, I forgot to include a link. Oh no, I forgot to mention this product I've had sitting on my shelf for months that I meant to promote and now it's too late. Oh, I wish I'd started my marketing and promotion a few weeks earlier and maybe I could have got more sales. Most business owners think this at some point. We all have these moments and go, why didn't I just take more time and think about it? Why didn't I plan ahead? And that's what we need to do. We have to plan. And the beginning of the year is the perfect time. Because having a yearly plan is going to help you know what's coming up this year. Now, this plan for the year isn't something rigid. It's not something that you set at the beginning of the year and then you follow through no matter what. It's a guide. If you get, say, partway through the year, if you're 3 months in, you get to March and think, actually, I would like to change things up, you go ahead and change it. Your yearly plan is there to be reviewed regularly so that you're making the right choices for your business as circumstances change because, you know, life happens. You know, kids get sick, you might break a leg. Is an unexpected bill, that means you got to change things up. But your plan should change to reflect it as you go. But having a starting point at the beginning of the year is a really good thing to have. It sets your intention, it sets the tone, and it starts getting you into a habit that is going to make your crochet business far more successful and far more profitable. And who doesn't want that? So you need to make this plan. And actually, there's three different plans your crochet business needs. You need a financial plan, which is your plan for how much money you want to make every single month and in total for the year. In that plan, you don't want something that's so ambitious it's unachievable. It has to be realistic, but there's no reason why you can't push the boat out a bit. So if last year you were only making, say, £500 a month in sales, well, doubling that's not unrealistic. You can go to £1,000 a month. You're going to have to put some work in. But if you're now making a plan and you didn't last year, well, just having the plan is going to make you more successful. So why not? But if you made £500 a month in sales last year and then you suddenly plan on making £5,000 a month, now we're unrealistic. That is pipe dream. And the reason that works against you is because your brain knows it. It knows you're going to fail. So knowing you're going to fail, why put the effort in? Why stick to this plan if you've got an unrealistic target that is never going to be met? So your financial target should be realistic. Because you want to set yourself up for success. And then financial targets lead to marketing plans. So your marketing plan is what you plan to sell and when. And planning it out on a calendar. So once you know what occasion, holidays, seasons that you plan on promoting for, you then work out when you need to start your marketing and you work out when you need to start your prep. And you just write it all down. And then the final plan is your content plan. And the content plan is the detail. And as they say, the devil is in the detail. And your content plan includes your social media posts. It includes your newsletters. It includes what photos you need, what videos you need. So the content plan is what takes the longest, and that's the plan where most people don't bother. They kind of fall apart at that point because the other two are fairly easy and quick in comparison. The content plan, because it does contain all that detail, can become this kind of big monster thing, and people stop planning. Your content plan is far more doable if you just do it a month at a time. So I would do 1 month ahead, and once you've got all that done, then start on the following month. Because there is so much put in there. And the best part about your content is that you can schedule it in advance. So you can schedule all your social media posts. You can schedule all your newsletters. You can take your photos and just put them to one side, ready for when you need them. The point is that you've planned out what you need. You've planned out what you're going to post, and you've scheduled things. As long as you've got everything ready, you're good to go. You don't need to plan your content an entire year in advance. You just need to have 1 month. And it's not as arduous a task as it feels. I mean, when you're sitting there and looking at your social media thinking, what can I post today? Your mind goes blank. And that's simply because you don't have a plan in place. You haven't got this content plan you can go to and go, oh, that's what I'm supposed to be posting today. Okay, then. A plan makes it easier for you to know what to put on your social media, to know what to write in your newsletters, so you're not sat there scratching your head wondering what on earth you should say today or write and put in that newsletter. You don't have this problem because it's all planned out. And that's what makes these plans so useful and such a fabulous thing to have, because it takes away that headache of what to post. You've got it all planned ahead, and you know what you're going to be writing about. You know what products you're going to promote. You know what pictures you need to have. You know what your subject line is and that specific thing you want to post about that day. And so it saves you time because you're not that sat there for ages scratching your head wondering, what can I post about? What can I write in this newsletter? It's all planned out in advance. And those are the three plans you need. Your financial plan, your marketing plan, and your content plan. They make your business easier. They save you time. They certainly save you a headache figuring out what to post and write about. And they set you up a far more successful year. So it is really important that you do this, because it's going to make your crochet business pay. It's going to bring those sales in. It's going to produce those profits that you need. And to be perfectly honest, if you are not planning ahead, you're not running a proper business. There is two types of businesses: hobby businesses and real businesses. Hobby businesses, you're kind of just hoping that it pays for itself. A real business pays your bills. And a real business has these plans in place. Business plans are an essential tool for a business that is looking to be profitable. And so you need them. So over in the Hooked on Success membership group, I am going to be talking about each of these plans in more detail. I'm going to put a link beneath this video, and you can get your yearly crochet content plan that is tailored to crochet businesses in the link below. Or you can go to crochetbusinessschool.com/content plan and get your hands on it there. There is a prompt for every single day of the year, and there is a mix of engagement posts, sales posts, and behind the scenes posts. And you will never wonder what to post any day again. And it's all geared towards a crochet business. So there's lots of crochet specific things in there that will suit your business down to a T. So click beneath the podcast and you'll find the link there, or go to crochetbusinessschool.com/content plan. But if you would like to join us in Hooked on Success, then just go to crochetbusinessschool.com/success and you can join us now and you'll get access to this next episode where we will be talking about each of these plans in more detail and how you go about it. So thank you for listening and I shall see you next time for next episode. Bye for now.